Sunwave Gas and Power Mets postgame show, the WCBS Mets Radio Network. As the Mets lose to the Braves 9-5 tonight, and the highlights are brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See FINA first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. For the Mets tonight, Zach Wheeler on the mound. He struggled lately, and tonight those struggles did not go away. Wheeler worked around a one-out walk in the top of the first, but in the second, he walked the first two hitters that he faced, Matt Joyce and Adany Echevarria, to set up the returning Francisco Cervelli, who made his Braves debut tonight after being released earlier in the week by Pittsburgh.
Here's the pitch. Fastball line down the left field line. That's a fair ball. Base hit going into the corner. Joyce around third will score. Echevarria is being waved home from third. The relay throw will not be made, but they've got the runner Cervelli hung up between second and third. Panic is chasing him down and puts the tag on. And that is the first out of the inning, but it comes after two runs cross the plate. Francisco Cervelli makes an instant impact on the Atlanta Braves. He doubles in two, and Atlanta has a 2-0 lead.
Cervelli had been hitting just 193 this year in 34 games. He missed roughly 3 months because of a concussion, but he came back tonight with a vengeance, a two-run double that gave the Braves the lead in the top of the second. Wheeler then got through the rest of that inning, but in the third, all of a sudden had trouble keeping the ball in the ballpark. Ozzie Albies was up with one out. 0-1 from Wheeler coming, and Albies hits one deep in the air down the right field line, golfs it toward the corner, and that's gone. It hits the foul pole, and it's a home run for Ozzie Albies. Well, those Chick-fil-A foul poles must look appetizing to the Braves. Well, it's Chick-fil-A, that's headquartered in Atlanta. And Ozzie Albies bounces one off one of the foul poles down the right field line here as Albies has cracked his 19th home run of the year. It's his 10th from the left side, which has been his worst side throughout his career so far. And the Braves have a 3-0 lead here in the third inning. So Wheeler has given up a lot of home runs this year, now 20 for the season after the one Josh Donaldson blasted two hitters later. 1-1 pitch coming. Donaldson uncorks a deep line drive to left, and that one's going to go too. A home run for Josh Donaldson. It's his 30th of the year. He is the third different Brave to hit 30 home runs this season. He joins Freddie Freeman and Ronald Acuna Jr. in that 30 home run club for the Braves this year. And with that one, Atlanta has taken a 4-0 lead here in the third inning. So Donaldson, Freeman, Acuna, all with 30 home runs or more. And this is the second time in Braves history that they've had a trio reach 30 home runs. In fact, they even had a trio get to that in 1973 with Hank Aaron, Darrell Evans, and Davey Johnson all hitting 40 home runs or more that year. And that could happen with this group, Donaldson, Freeman, and Acuna, as the Braves had a 4-0 lead in the top of the third. Zach Wheeler would at least eat up some innings for the Mets tonight after a 14-inning game yesterday. The Mets needed that at least from Wheeler. He would get through six, and the Mets would actually come back against Max Fried, who was denied his 15th win tonight. Mets got a run in the bottom of the third. Juan Lagares continued his hot hitting tonight. He had two doubles and two runs scored. He came home in the third inning after his two-base hit began the frame. Ahmed Rosario singled Lagares to third base, and Joe Panic hit a ground ball to first that could have been a double play, but Freddie Freeman made a poor throw to second as Rosario was still forced out, but Panic got to first, and Lagares scored to make it a 4-1 Atlanta lead. Freed would work a 1-2-3 bottom of the fourth, but in the fifth inning, he'd have more trouble. Juan Lagares doubled, and Ahmed Rosario would bring him home.
Here's the 1-1. Hit on the ground to the right side. A base hit going into right field for Rosario. In the score is Lagares. Ahmed Rosario with his second hit of the game holds it first with his 55th run batted in of the year. And what was 4-0 Braves at one point is now 4-2 as the Mets play chip away.
They certainly did, and the Mets didn't need to chip away anymore once Pete Alonso got to the plate. Joe Panic singled to move up Rosario. Rosario ending up at third base. Panic at second after a wild pitch, and you know, perhaps the Braves could have thought to just walk Pete Alonso and face Michael Conforto with a left-hander on the mound and Freed, but that's not what happened, and Pete Alonso made the Braves pay for that decision.
1-0 the count. Here's the pitch. Fastball hit high in the air, deep to center. This could be it. Acuna back. There it goes. Number 41, Pete Alonso, has not only given the Mets a 5-4 lead, he has just tied the New York Mets single season franchise record for home runs in a season. Spread out, Todd Hundley. Shove over, Carlos Beltran. You've got company. Pete Alonso acknowledges the crowd by pointing at him, pointing skyward. He is being congratulated by his teammates who were on the field. They're waiting for him in the dugout as Pete Alonso, in his rookie season, has tied the Mets' all-time record for home runs in a season. Number 41 has given the Mets a 5-4 lead.
Now the record tier for Pete Alonso, he is now one home run away from having the all-time Mets single-season home run record to himself, and in the history of this franchise, now 57 years old, no player has hit more home runs in 1 year than Pete Alonso in his rookie year with his 41st home run that also gave him 100 RBIs as he becomes the first Met since David Wright in 2010 to have a 100 RBI season. The captain had 103 RBIs that year as the Mets in their 129th game see Alonso get his 100th RBI. Only three players in franchise history have ever done it faster. Mike Piazza in 2000, Robin Ventura in 1999, and Carlos Beltran in 2006 all happened to do it in their 122nd game of the season. Alonso in his 129th has reached 100 RBIs. He hit the Mets' only homer tonight. And for every home run the Mets hit this year, a donation is made to an undergraduate student at Caldwell University. Discover you at Caldwell University. Learn more at caldwell.edu. As Alonso moves up the charts in Mets history, the next one gives him the record outright. And then he can start to think about catching Mark McGwire and Aaron Judge. As far as the rookie record all-time is concerned, Alonso already has the National League rookie mark. He is 8 behind McGwire and 11 behind Aaron Judge on the all-time rookie home run list. It was a 5-4 Mets lead at that point, but Zach Wheeler couldn't hold it. Although he didn't get much help from Todd Frazier at third base as Francisco Cervelli bounced one down the third baseline. Frazier just missed it, and Cervelli ended up at second base to bring up the number 8 hitter in the Braves lineup, Rafael Ortega.
2-2 the count. Now the pitch. Curveball lined to shallow right. In comes Conforto. He's going to have to play it on a hop for a base hit. They're sending Cervelli. Conforto's throw on one hop is up the first baseline. Cervelli scores. Following down the second is Ortega. And the Braves have tied the game 5-5.
And Wheeler didn't have much tonight. 6 innings of work, but 5 runs allowed. 4 walks in the game from Wheeler, the second most he's had in a start. And now Wheeler has struggled a bit here in his last few outings as the Mets were back into a tie 5-5 after that base hit from Rafael Ortega. Luis Avalon would pitch the top of the seventh. He looked good. He gave up an Ozzie Albies fly out to center. Freddie Freeman then grounded out. Josh Donaldson walked as Avalon was clearly pitching around him. And then Matt Joyce struck out as Avalon painted the corners tonight, brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or SherwinWilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. So the game still tied at 5, entering the bottom of the 7th, and that's when Jeff McNeil would come off the bench to bat for Avalon as McNeil returned from the injured list tonight, his first day eligible to come off the IL, and he swung at the very first pitch that he saw from Josh Tomlin and banged a double to the gap in right center field. But then Ahmed Rosario was asked to bunt, could not get the bunt down, and with 2 strikes and a ground ball to short, Adani Echevarria charged it and then flipped it over to third base where McNeil was headed. McNeil was thrown out, and later Rosario was caught stealing as the Mets made 2 outs on the bases to end that threat. So it was still 5-5 entering the top of the 8th when Brad Brock entered the game. Brock retired the first 2 batters that he faced, but then Rafael Ortega got a base hit, and so did Billy Hamilton as a pinch hitter for Josh Tomlin. So 2 weak-hitting left-handers, both reaching base, and that brought up the always scorching hot Ronald Acuna Jr.
First pitch to Acuna. Line to left center, that's a base hit. Ortega rounds third, he's going to come home. Hamilton goes to third and stops there as the throw goes to second. Now Ortega digging for the plate. or Hamilton anyway, and Hamilton scores without a throw as the ball was simply held too long in the outfield. They were indecisive. Hamilton comes across on what proves to be a two-run single for Ronald Acuna Jr., and the Braves take a 7-5 lead.
And not only did J.D. Davis in left field hang on to the ball too long, but once he did throw it, he just lobbed it toward Ahmed Rosario, who was only about 30 feet away from him. As that ball hung in the air, Billy Hamilton took off from third base and scored easily. Acuna was given one RBI on the play. They called it a fielder's choice to bring Hamilton home, but the Braves had a 7-5 lead, three straight two-out singles in the eighth inning against Brad Brock to give Atlanta the lead. In the ninth inning, the Braves would extend that lead. Freddie Freeman led off against Edwin Diaz.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a high fly ball deep to right center. Forget it. This ball is long gone into the right center field stands, way beyond the 380 mark, and the home run problem that has haunted Edwin Diaz all year has come back again. Freddie Freeman, it's his 35th home run of the year, and the Braves now lead it 8-5.
Diaz would later walk Charlie Culberson and then leave the game with what Mickey Callaway described as trap tightness at the top of the shoulder, the trapezius muscle, and that's what was tightening up on Edwin Diaz. We'll wait to hear more tomorrow about Diaz's condition, but he did leave the game. Then Chris Flexen entered. He allowed a double to Francisco Cervelli that scored Culberson to make it 9-5. Cervelli had three hits, three RBIs, and a run scored tonight, playing in his first major league game in 3 months, as the Braves would go to a 9-5 lead. Atlanta's bullpen was spotless tonight. Josh Tomlin pitched two scoreless innings. Chris Martin hung a zero, and so did Shane Green. The Braves' pen has now put together 24 consecutive scoreless innings. It's the second longest streak by any team's bullpen this year, just a third of an inning behind the Yankees, who have the longest streak by a bullpen this season, consecutive scoreless innings at 24 and a third. So the Braves can extend that and surpass the Yankees with a scoreless inning tomorrow. But the Braves get the win tonight. They've taken the first two games in this series as they beat the Mets 9-5.